Make or break day for the presidential candidates. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders cast her ballot for her former boss in Little Rock.
This is a head-to-head matchup at this point between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, and he's the clear favorite, has all the momentum, and I feel really good about him winning again in November.
Americans in more than a dozen states are voting this Super Tuesday. Secretary of State Blinken meets with a member of Israel's war cabinet in Washington.
We have an opportunity for an immediate ceasefire that can bring hostages home, that can dramatically increase the amount of humanitarian assistance getting into Palestinians who so desperately need it.
One person has died as a result of an explosive fire at a vacant industrial building north of Detroit. Clinton Township Fire Chief Tim Duncan.
How can you say anything, you know, about a 19-year-old who lost his life last night? It's something that, you know, will stick with you.
He says there were large butane and nitrous tanks on site. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two lawyers who recruited a group of Wisconsin Republicans to be fake presidential electors for Donald Trump in 2020 have settled a lawsuit against them. James Troupas and Kenneth Chesbrough turned over more than 1,400 pages of documents as part of the settlement that explains how the two developed and carried out the scheme. Today is Super Tuesday. Voters in 15 states and American Samoa should put President Biden and Donald Trump closer to their party's nominations. Trump spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt on WISN-TV's Upfront.
And that's why we have already shifted gears to focus on the general election in November. So we'll be coming to Wisconsin. We'll be coming to battleground states like Pennsylvania and Michigan in the next several months.
Wisconsin is one of a handful of states expected to decide the winner in November. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Fall Creek community may be getting a bigger public library soon. The Fall Creek Library Board says residents have expressed concerns about the size of the current facility, so the library is working on a proposal for a new, larger building. Currently, the library sits in a village hall, but under the proposal, the new library would be three times as big. The bigger space would allow the library to provide more services to the community, including a free internet connection and computers for the rural community to use. A Chippewa Falls man has been sentenced to 35 years in prison after entering a guilty plea to attempted homicide charges. Joshua Mogo was arrested over a year ago for shooting his ex-girlfriend shortly after two restraining orders had been filed against him. He reportedly told officers that she, quote, got what she deserved after he was arrested on the night of the shooting. Mogo pled guilty to attempted first-degree intentional homicide, burglary, firearm possession by a convicted felon, and violating a restraining order. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Bucks sink the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with an impressive come-from-behind win last night in Milwaukee, 113-106 over the Clippers. Doc Rivers on his plan to prevent Damian Lillard from being trapped while trying to shoot.
Yeah, it was awesome. We worked on it this morning and yesterday, so 2 days in a row working on Dame getting trapped, Giannis getting trapped, running jumps, and it paid dividends today. That's what the guys were saying, man, because we worked on it the entire practice, and that's what we got, and you can see how calm guys were.
The Bucks head west on a four-game road trip. College basketball, Marquette drops to number 8 in the AP Top 25 poll. The Badgers did not receive a single vote after being ranked 6th just a month ago. NFL, after two seasons, the Denver Broncos have released quarterback Russell Wilson.
We were on this journey, and so we beat Green Bay, Kansas City, we beat them, and I got that call that, hey, we're going to bench you for the next 9 games.
That's quarterback Russell Wilson with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be a little warmer today, mostly sunny, up to 47 for a high today. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear, our low 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 51. Then by Thursday, some sun in the morning, mostly cloudy in the afternoon, 53, with some scattered rain by Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5 The Tap.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff coming to you from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call or text at 855-75-CIVIC. Right? That's right.
855-75-CIVIC or 855-752-4842.
All right, we're migrating over to the new number. A couple of things. If you normally watch us on Facebook, you can't.
Oh, no!
You can't. Facebook and Instagram and Threads are all down from what we've been hearing this morning. So if you do want to watch us on the live stream, you can do that on Twitter at Matt Nair on Air, and then also on the Civic Media channel on YouTube.
Correct.
So
correct.
You can migrate over there if you want to watch the live stream. Otherwise, again, you can just call or text anytime, leave a comment on the stream as well.
Hang out with us.
Yeah, very busy show today. We're very happy and excited that Fancy Brian Kelly will be joining us at 10:33 from 10:30 to 11. And then next hour at 11:33, our friend and colleague, the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke. We love her.
I'm so excited.
I know. We love her. Always lots to talk about with Pam. And the World Cheese Championships are going on in Madison right now. So we're going to talk to her a little bit about that. Next year, we're going to be there.
I think
I want to be at the Cheese Championships.
I would like to register a complaint with the higher ups of Civic Media right now that I'm upset that we aren't there right now. We have talked about our love for cheese.
All cheese. All things cheese.
And I feel like we'd be a diverse, knowledgeable, important voice there.
We'll plead our case with Pam when she joins us at 11:33. She's got connections. Perfect. She's got connections.
She knows people.
She knows people. She'll get us there next year. And just a reminder, today is Super Tuesday. So there's voting going on in a whole bunch of states. And expect minds to be melting down all over the interwebs. Taylor Swift called on her followers today to get to the polls today and to register to vote. Quote, I wanted to remind you guys to vote for the people who most represent you into power. If you haven't already, make a plan to vote today, unquote. Notice she did not say who to vote for. She just said vote. Have a plan to vote. Get registered to vote. It's important to vote.
Did you hear that, people? Taylor Swift is trying to steal your election.
She's undermining democracy with every sequel.
Her and Travis Kelce want to turn this into a football fundamentalist country where everyone is a Kansas City fan.
Wow. That's a part of Project 2025 we haven't covered yet.
They won't publish that page on the website for me.
They're waiting for that. We are going to start off with, though, and we've talked about this organization before, and certainly its efforts not only here in Waukesha, but all across the country, Moms for Liberty.
I love these ladies.
Moms for Liberty.
Oh.
Fighting for their children and fighting for children and fighting for, you know, book bans and all of those things. They were on 60 Minutes on Sunday night.
This always goes well.
This was their big opportunity to explain what the group's goals are, mm-hmm. what their concerns are. And did they do that? Not so much.
I mean, I feel like if we had a Price is Right fail horn right here, it's just boom, 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 boom.
60 Minutes, Sunday nights, Moms for Liberty. Let's take a listen, Calvin, to the first clip that we have.
We love teachers. My children have had the best teachers. I've had the greatest teachers that have influenced and impacted me. But there are rogue teachers in America's classrooms right now.
Rogue teachers.
Rogue teachers.
Parents correct. Send their children to school to be educated, not indoctrinated into ideology.
What ideology are they being indoctrinated into?
Let's just say, children in America cannot read.
They often dodged questions with
that's
talking
a bold
points.
Claim.
You're being evasive.
21% of ideology? Hispanic students are reading
you're
on grade
level. You're being evasive. What ideology are the children being indoctrinated into? What is your fear?
I think parents' fears are realized. They're looking at these books where sexual discussions are happening with their children at younger and younger ages.
Tiffany Justice read from sexually explicit books written for older teens, but found in a few lower schools. Most people wouldn't want them in a lower school. But in a tactic of outrage politics, Moms for Liberty takes a kernel of truth and concludes these examples are not rare mistakes, but a plot to sexualize children.
Yes.
You can hear Scott Pelley like, here I am talking to them, and they're really just not good at talking.
And he was so patient. And so deadpan. I give him a lot of credit for that. You know I can't control my face. My eye rolls would have been in the back of my head if I had been sitting across
from these ladies.
They would have
popped out the back of your skull.
Pretty much. So the Moms for Liberty co-founders Tiffany Justice and Nina Deskovich repeatedly skirted his questions, and then he had to point out more than once, you're being evasive, you're not answering my question.
Yeah, and are children having problems with reading and having and reading at lower levels? Yes, they are. That is a huge problem, and that problem is something I would love for Moms for Liberty to be a part of the solution. How do we do that? How do we empower the teachers? How do we get those children inflamed with the idea of wanting to learn, not just taking it in, regurgitating, and putting it on a test paper, but like, how do we get kids excited about learning? That's something. Yes, let's do this. Instead, they're like, they're reading sexy books in the library.
Well, and I do want to say, as I've looked into this a little bit more, because again, I don't have kids. I don't have kids in school, and I don't have any friends even who have school-age children right now. Yeah. They're all older. But, I mean, I've looked at some things that were in some of these libraries, and it made my eyebrows go, what? A little bit.
I would love, okay, one, I'd love to know what those titles are, just because, like, I would love to know if those titles were in my high school library. Now, I went to Catholic school, too, and some of these titles that wouldn't be in there for various reasons, and some of them were in our libraries. And as it's stated, I think in one of the clips we stated is that, you know, yeah, there's a point where parents are going to say, yeah, we don't want our children. No one wants their children reading that. And it was there accidentally or for whatever reason. But they're treating it as if, you know, all those drag queens and gays are coming in those libraries. They're secretly putting those books in those library shelves. And those kids are going to come out gay or even worse, transgendered.
And I think if that's their fear, then why don't you say that? If you really think that your kids are being indoctrinated to become gay, which doesn't happen like that.
No.
Then say that is what you're worried about. Stephen from Green Bay is on the line. Good morning, Stephen. Thank you for joining us. What do you want to say?
A couple of quick things first, and I'll give you my two cents on these idiots for liberty. I mean, Moms for Liberty. First of all, I'm happy that you're bringing on Pam. I actually grew up watching her as a little kid on Channel 3000 in Madison.
She's wonderful.
Your network. I was very giddy. And secondly, you're bringing Brian Kelly on. Thank you for the advance notice on that. I have gotten my paper bag, so when I'm laughing so hard that I need help breathing, I can breathe in and out of my paper bag. This Moms for Liberty thing, I'm a little confused because they're saying kids can't read. So then, in fact, their argument of taking these books out really doesn't matter if the kids can't read them, A. And B, I don't know if they know how, like, being gay works, but you don't wake up one morning and saying to yourself, I think I'm going to be gay. It doesn't work that way. Whether or not they read a book that has gay themes in it or not, if they're gay, they're going to be gay.
They already are gay.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, Stephen. And we've talked to J.D. Dare Bogosian about this, who does a podcast called This Queer Book Saved My Life. And I brought it up to him, too. It's not like a child finds one book and then instantly declares, yep, this is me, I'm gay.
Yeah.
I do think it can raise questions for the child if they haven't determined their sexuality yet. And that, I think, is what they're afraid of. They don't want their kids asking questions.
It goes back to what we have talked about before, is they don't want their children asking them questions that challenge their comfort or challenge their beliefs. Because then the parents have to go back and think about, why do I believe what I believe? Instead, just shut up, do the work that's not free. You know, it's not really, it's not good parenting to just tell your child, because I said so, or to say, this is what I believe in, and that's it. You know, they should be asking you questions. They should be challenging you. That's how you grow as a parent. And as someone who doesn't have a parent, that's how I've grown as a person, hanging out with my friends and family who have children, and they ask tons of questions, and they act a certain way, and it's great.
But I think there are some people, and we've talked about this before, who do want their children to be exact carbon copies of them.
Agreed.
And I just don't think nature works like that.
No.
I just don't.
And the more you try to make them do that, either at a young age they will act out and be the opposite of what you want, or they will do it and they're going to grow to resent you and possibly be... There's going to be problems there, whether it's mental illness or other acting out, whether it's through alcohol or other activities, but that's not good. You got to let your kid breathe and be who they are within reason and without them hurting themselves and others.
Right. We're talking about Moms for Liberty co-founders Tiffany Justice and Tina Deskovich, who appeared on 60 Minutes on Sunday night talking to Scott Pelley. It did not go terribly well for them. They could not answer his questions, basically. No. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid children are being indoctrinated into?
Yeah.
And they're kind of just evading the question, not answering the question. We're going to keep this going. Tom, I see you on the line. Stick with us. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Peach Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Peach Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Paperback writer.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. So happy to have you with us. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Call or text at 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on X.
And you called it X.
Fine, it slipped. And YouTube, because Facebook and Instagram are down and have been down, so people are freaking out all over the place. There are even some people who are suggesting that this is a plot by Nikki Haley, because it's Super Tuesday, to make sure that other advertisements can't be seen. It's just, it's ridiculous. Anyway, speaking
Taylor
of
Swift and Nikki Haley want to take away your election.
Take away your freedoms. We're talking about the Moms for Liberty co-founders appearing on 60 Minutes on Sunday night. And Scott Pelley essentially asked them, "Why? What are you afraid of? What are teachers indoctrinating our children into? What are they being groomed into?" And essentially, they can't answer it.
Yeah.
They have no answer.
But they know something's happening. Like those, I watched that interview with them, and my favorite part are all of the long pauses. And Scott just is like, "I got time. I got 60 minutes.
Yeah, we can wait all day."
Yeah.
Dave from Waukesha texting in, Jane, are there some books that we need to make sure are age appropriate in libraries? Absolutely. And Dave, I completely agree. But Moms for Liberty is focused on books that represent the LGBTQ plus community and banning them from all libraries. And you're right, Dave. They are going out against this population.
Yeah, and one of the things, too, is through all these measures they've been trying to do, whether it's school libraries or public libraries, there are mechanisms already in place at most libraries where parents can say, "My kids can't check out this," or "I have access to looking at what they check out." The parents are doing fine. And that's one of the things that Moms for Liberty is all about. They're saying, "We don't want the government, you know, co-parenting our kids." Aren't you asking a public institution like a library to help you co-parent? Why don't you just call up a library and say, "Hey, did my kid take out a graphic novel that's called Mouse? I don't like it. Don't let him next time."
Yep.
Boom. So time saved.
Carolyn from Kendall says, a study I've seen, it was also discussed on Joy Reid's show, that it comes down to essentially 13 people who are banning books across the country. Why can they dictate to me what my child can read? Carolyn, I completely hear you.
Yeah.
Tom from LA has been patient. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for waiting. What do you want to say?
Good morning. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, not the corporations. So everyone wake up and get money out of politics to restore government back to we the people. Second, I don't know. It seems like such a joke because of the fact that they're saying kids can't read, but yet they're taking out the books that kids might want to read.
Oh, yeah.
So it doesn't make sense. I know for myself, growing up in Wisconsin in a small town of 2000, man, if I would have found a book that was, you know, basically saying that I'm okay as a gay man or a gay boy, I'll tell you what, that would have actually really, really helped me in terms of my growth and in terms of all the self-hatred that I went through. So I don't know what these people are talking about. You know, they're ridiculous is what they are. And the thing is, they have us fighting over these kinds of things. So therefore, we're not actually looking at the real issues, like the billionaire tax cuts that go on in this country. And that, you know, that they want to ban gay books or LGBTQ books. They want to ban, you know, Black history or that. But the thing is, the truth is, people need to come up with this acronym that I came up with, which is CHRT, and it stands for child care, health care, taxes, and rent. And each of those things cost $16,000 a year. So, and that's before a person pays for, you know, their food and clothes and things like that. Very simply, how do you expect a family or a husband and wife, or, you know, husband, wife, of being able to make it on $64,000 a year if they're already paying $16,000 for just those four indices.
But, Tom, I think essentially what you're saying is that the one side uses things. It's the shiny object thing.
Yeah,
it's like, don't look at what's happening in your daily life and your daily struggles. Look at this shiny thing over here for you to be outraged, to take your eyes off of the other things that are really more impactful. Thank you so much, Tom. Always appreciate you checking in. Jack from Merrimack has been waiting. Good morning, Jack.
Yeah, the shiny object thing, that's definitely, we've got Republicans screaming, well, proto-Republicans, whatever you want to call them, MAGAs, really, because that's what the party now is. In any case, they're screaming about, gee, we've got open borders, which is not true, and watch out for these undocumented immigrants. And again, most of these people haven't even seen an undocumented immigrant. Meantime, you've got these people, Moms for Liberty, and other people as well, attacking our educational system. Now, you have to understand, Moms for Liberty they're not for any kind of liberty, but I think that's already been established. They started by opposing safety rules in schools during the pandemic. They use Hitler quotes in their literature.
Yep.
They're promoted by the Goyim Defense League, which is anti-Semitic. They're promoted on Breitbart, which is kind of fascist. They are affiliated with the Proud Boys. And as has already been pointed out, they only want to ban certain books, but they oppose rights for all, especially LGBTQ rights. They oppose honest racial education. Obviously, then they want to control what can be discussed in the classroom. But here's the worst. They don't just promote their ideas. They actually harass teachers. And this has been established. Teachers, librarians, school board members, they file false claims of child abuse. They offer bounties for people reporting teachers discussing certain subjects in the classroom. I mean, this is what do they call it in the fascist and authoritarian and communist countries? They call it re-education, I think. Anyway, that's the end of my rant for the day.
We always appreciate your rants, Jack. You call in anytime. Thank you so much. You're absolutely right. It's frightening, but I do think things like this and this appearance on 60 Minutes is going to help unmask them.
Yeah.
And put their agenda more honestly out there. Although now, of course, they're claiming the interview was selectively edited to make them look bad. Okay. We're going to keep this going. We have a couple more sound clips from this that I really want to get to. We have the news coming up. We're going to have a Farm Minute with Pam Yonke on the way. When we return, Fancy Brian Kelly will be joining us.
The fanciest.
The fanciest. We will be continuing this conversation. And then we're going to talk about, oh, I don't know, that little fake elector thing in Wisconsin and some emails between Jim Troupas and Mr. Chesbro.
But his emails.
Row. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tune in for a Super Tuesday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We'll bring you all the electoral results and more 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The U.S. Supreme Court is dismissing two lawsuits trying to keep Donald Trump's name off presidential ballots in Wisconsin this year. The justices say only Congress can do that. The Wisconsin lawsuits were part of a nationwide effort to remove Trump from the ballots. They pointed to a provision in the U.S. Constitution banning anyone who's engaged in insurrection from holding federal office. March is National Reading Month. Libraries in Wisconsin are coming up with novel ways to get kids in their doors, including passports that let them check out and return materials in a wide area.
And then you get the kids into the libraries, you get them a book in their hand, and you say, here, you can take this, and then just return it to the next one you go at.
Blaze Burton works for the Mercer Library. He says incentives make reading feel less like a chore. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The identity of the man whose body was pulled from the water in Hudson has now been revealed. According to the Hudson Police Department, 34-year-old Anders Engstrom of Hudson was identified as the man found dead in the water at Lakefront Park over the weekend. He was found around 8:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. Officials say Engstrom appears to have died in an accidental drowning. They say there are no indications of foul play and did not speculate as to what led Engstrom to fall into the water. A reckless homicide case was settled in Burnett County on Friday. Danielle Rodriguez pleaded guilty to second-degree reckless homicide after other charges were dismissed. Rodriguez and Shane Bearhart allegedly snuck a substance containing fentanyl into the county jail, leading to the overdose death of an inmate. Rodriguez was sentenced to 5 years in prison and 7 years of extended supervision and is eligible for an early release if she completes a substance abuse program. The case against Bearhart remains open. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Almaz Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Almaz Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. University of Wisconsin-Madison Film Studies professor and scholar David Bordwell passed away on February 29th at the age of 76 due to degenerative lung disease. According to Variety, UW described Bordwell as a prolific film researcher and passionate cinephile. Bordwell taught at the University of Wisconsin from 1973 until his retirement in 2004. The title of Taylor Swift's new album, Tortured Poets Department, is not random. According to a report in the New York Post, the 34-year-old Swift is a descendant of legendary and tortured poet Emily Dickinson. Dickinson was a 19th century poet who wrote over 1,800 poems. Taylor Swift has over 240 songs and dates a guy who can sing the Beastie Boys at a karaoke level just before closing time. Needless to say, Swift has a ways to go if she wants to catch up with Dickinson in regards to verse. She is, however, crushing her cousin when it comes to social media followers. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be a little warmer today, mostly sunny, up to 47 for a high today. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear, our low 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 51. Then by Thursday, some sun in the morning, mostly cloudy in the afternoon, 53, with some scattered rain by Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations filled with mean-spirited rhetoric? It's time to listen and engage. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfheim, Saturday afternoons at 2 and Sunday afternoons at 1 on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5, The Tap, and the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin. Coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join the show. call or text at 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, which apparently is back.
Our long national nightmare is over.
Yes, YouTube and the platform that Elon has ruined. You can leave comments on the live stream as well. So excited to be joined by our friend and colleague, Fancy Brian Kelly is here. How you doing, my friend?
I am fantastic.
Listen to that voice.
Compared to yesterday, I'm fantastic.
Well, good. That's a step in the right direction. You have a daughter in middle school.
Yes.
You are a parent.
As far as I remember, yes.
Yes. And we were talking about Moms for Liberty. The Moms for Liberty co-founders appeared on 60 Minutes on Sunday night talking to Scott Pelley, who essentially asked them, what are you afraid kids are getting indoctrinated into and what are they being groomed for? And they can't answer the question. It's just like, well, but our kids can't read. So we're going to keep this going a little bit, okay. Brian, just because Tom from West Allis has been waiting on the line. He's been very patient. Good morning, Tom. Thank you for hanging on. What did you want to say about this?
Good morning, everybody. Doesn't the Moms for Liberty realize there's a thing called the internet?
Yeah.
And if you think that kids who might be exploring maybe that little bit of life, will they be looking at the library or will they be going on the internet? And if they go on the internet, they will be exposed to far worse stuff than they could find at any school library. I see no point in any of this. I think when I was a little kid, my best friend at the time, his father had a subscription to Playboy. And of course we found his magazines and stuff.
Of course.
I didn't grow up to be any type of pervert or anything like that. I was exposed to it. Okay. Kids will be kids, and to try to micromanage your kids to that extent, and then to put your will onto other people because it doesn't match your criteria is just completely wrong. And I really wish people would fight back against all this stuff like you guys are today.
Well, and I think that's why I think it's really important that we talk about it, Tom, because, again, for people who don't have kids in the school system, maybe, you know, you don't know anyone with small children and this isn't in your wheelhouse. But you made the absolute right point is that it's not just about what they want their child not to read. It's what they want everybody's kids not to read.
Yeah.
And Brian, you had a comment.
Well, last time I spoke with you, Jane, on air, we talked about, you know, middle school and what we were gonna get. Right after that, I got directly an email because my daughter was watching some sort of PowerPoint presentation and their system got hacked and somehow some porn got up there for about half a second, was taken down. They tracked down the virus, got new situation, and it's handled. But within an hour, there was an email out to every parent. Hey, this is what happened. This is what we've done to fix it. And just so you know, and we talked to my daughter about it when she came home.
No,
sounds like it was okay. She was like, oh, yeah, yeah, whatever. And by the way, my daughter is on the evil TikTok all the time and the evil YouTubes all the time. And I don't have parental restrictions on there. You know what she found out? How to crochet a flamingo.
On a flat earth.
Yep. And she's going to make a flat flamingo because I'm still trying to figure out how the dimensions work on this. But it's cool. She's crocheting a flamingo.
But like you said too, Tom, the assumption that our kids aren't going to find this stuff anyway, unless you can certainly do parental controls, you know, on their devices and stuff like that. But you can do that already. You have all these protections are in place already. And I think it's about imposing this on all of the population according to one small group's principles. Thank you so much, Tom. Calvin, I want to play this second clip from the Moms for Liberty, from their appearance on 60 Minutes. This is from Sunday night.
Your critics say that you have an anti-gay ideology.
Nothing could be false.
That is false.
Nothing could be further from the truth. We have gay members. I think it's an effort to really try to marginalize us as an organization because parents are coming together across racial lines, across religious lines, across all of these different ways that we see Americans being divided so often.
I want to thank you.
But voters have not come together for Moms for Liberty. Last year, Moms endorsed 166 school board candidates. Two-thirds were defeated, according to the nonpartisan Brookings Institution.
That's a clip from Sunday night 60 Minutes. The thing that makes me laugh is that we're being marginalized. You're on 60 Minutes on network television. What are you talking about? You're being marginalized. Give me a break.
You're being marginalized because no one likes what you're saying. It's as simple as that. I don't know what else to say, man. Literally, the people have spoken. The people who don't turn out for anything. Like, they still said, like, you know what? We care enough to say no to you.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? That's pretty amazing.
I don't know what to say.
We did get another text. Speaking of targeting the LGBTQ community, the heinous account, and it is Libs of TikTok, went after a principal in Waukesha County yesterday. That is such a damaging account. Rachel Chayek, I think her name is, who heads this thing. She's a younger woman. What an unhappy, cruel person she is.
Yeah.
I mean, she has sicked anonymous people on people all over the country. It's terrifying. Charles from Green Bay joining us on the line. Good morning, Charles. Thanks so much for calling. What do you want to say?
Good morning. First of all, about books that are being supposedly taken out of libraries and stuff like that, and books that are not appropriate age when for libraries. Okay, whose responsibility is that? That's the librarian's responsibility to look at the child and say, oh, you're a kindergartner. You're not supposed to be reading this. It's not, they are monitored before they're checked out. And the librarian basically knows everything about every book in the library because that's their job.
Yep.
The other thing is this. Let's take it one step further. You're looking at all this problem with kids. And you're looking at and all these problems that these women are supposedly, they're identifying bad problems. Why don't you put music back in the schools? I was a band teacher for 38 years. And I will tell you, some of those kids are now, because of music, I have one student who in the state of Wisconsin was a state champion wrestler for 3-4 years in a row. Why? Because music related to his wrestling. Wrestling is a team sport, right? So is band. Music is also an individual sport because you have to know your part to make it work. So is wrestling. You have to know your moves. The fact of the matter is these people are complaining about everything they want and their voices are being heard. They are, like one of your previous guests said, 1% of the people complain and 99% of us have to suffer.
Yep. Thank you so much, Charles. Excellent point. Thank you for being a teacher for all those years, especially in band. You must have heard some really bad practices.
Yeah. If you ever were in band, put that on your resume. I'll probably hire you as soon as I possibly can. Because every time I've hired someone or I've worked with anybody who is in a successful band, oh my goodness, they have a good work ethic. They're ready to go. They are prepared and they understand what it takes to actually get something accomplished.
And music is very mathematical.
Absolutely.
So there's all kinds of skill sets that come from learning music and being involved in music. But absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
855-75-CIVIC. If you want to join us, we're talking about Moms for Liberty appearing on 60 Minutes on Sunday night, trying to explain, well, actually not trying to explain what they're afraid our kids are being groomed for because they wouldn't answer the question. And even Scott Pelley said, you're being evasive. You love to see things like that.
Yeah. I can tell you one thing as a middle school parent, again, what my child is being groomed for and what I have a problem with. My child is really good at knowing where the safe exits are. She knows where to barricade the doors. She's been doing this since kindergarten. She's now in middle school. She knows what hallways are safe. She has contemplated whether she's going to jump in front of someone or not. She has contemplated someone coming into the school to shoot it up. In the fight against gun violence in school, if you can call it that, the only people who have ever actually changed anything or done anything different are the children and the teachers. There's an entire generation of high school kids who are now growing up with the idea that who am I going to maybe throw myself in front of.
Who's worthy of saving?
You walk down the hallway and you used to say, oh my goodness, this janitor closet is unlocked. I could probably go and smoke some pot in there later or make out with my girlfriend or something. Now it's, I could probably hide in there and live.
Yeah, we talk about traumatizing our kids through exposing them to sex and other things like that, but we never consider traumatizing our children by having them hide under their desks on a regular basis to protect themselves from a gunman coming into their school to kill them.
And before anyone from the 80s calls in and says, well, I had to hide under my desk because of nuclear holocaust. Well, you know what? The actuality of school shootings is happening.
Yeah.
Nuclear holocaust, that was that. Now it's just experiments and then the, you know, random blow ups because we don't know how to manage anything. Anyway,
we have one more. We have one more call on the line I want to get to. Ron from Milwaukee, thank you for your patience. What did you want to say about this, Ron?
I was lucky to see that 60 Minutes segment, which was great. And I was just put off so much by this whole idea that somebody in the schools, the public schools mostly, are grooming the kids. It's probably the teachers, you know, we're not sure. Can't speak to that evidentiary way. But grooming. It's like, but you claim that you have a whole bunch of gay people and, you know, other people that are in your movement. But they're not groomers. It's the school teachers that are the groomers. I mean, I just don't get your points this morning are really well taken. And I was really thrilled that South Carolina, I think it was, school district just voted, like, they looked at 100 books and they kept 97 of them. That's,
yeah,
to me, the payoff.
Yeah, I'm hoping, Ron, that the extreme that we saw on the one side with, you know, 444 books banned is going to be lessening with a little more sunlight on this topic and who these people are. I think it's really important that we know who Moms for Liberty are, and lest anyone forget, one of their early founders got into a little trouble last year when she and her husband had a sexual relationship with another woman. Whoopsie.
Yeah. I was going to say the worst thing that has sexualized children or really traumatized children in school are usually heterosexual relationships between a teacher and a student, and they run off together.
Carolyn from Kendall checking in on the text line. List of banned books include The Catcher in the Rye, To Kill a Mockingbird, which is a classic, Harry Potter. And I agree, they are harassing teachers and librarians. Look at what's happening in Menominee Falls. You need to dig deeper into this. Moms for Liberty, funded by billionaires, connected with voter suppression groups supported by the same billionaires. They want to handicap public schools socially and financially. Voter suppression with results of placing MAGAs on our school boards. There are a lot of grassroots groups in Southeast Wisconsin fighting this. If you need names, I can help. It's not about books. It's about taking our public schools down. And Carolyn, you make a really good point about that, too. Betsy DeVos was in the Trump administration as the Secretary of Education to destroy that office and to destroy public education. Right?
Yep.
855. go ahead. Expound. No, I'm kidding. We're coming up. We'll keep this going if you want to check in on this. 855-75-CIVIC. Couple more sound clips we want to play. Fancy Brian Kelly is here. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
.5 The Tap.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane, Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Calvin coming to you from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Join the show. Call or text 855-75-CIVIC. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We're joined by our friend and colleague, Fancy Brian Kelly, is here talking about Moms for Liberty appearing on 60 Minutes on Sunday night, essentially not being able to explain what they're worried about or what the kids are getting groomed for. They just know it's happening, and it's really, really bad.
I always listen to people who believe so strongly in their convictions they want to change everything about it, but can't actually explain it because they haven't bothered to get the details on what they believe in.
Well, because obviously, Brian, the details don't matter, right?
Oh, okay, that's right.
Yeah, the details don't matter, and the reasons don't matter. It's just, it's like Carolyn from Kendall said. Essentially, this is about crushing our public schools.
As long as they're surrounded ultimately by the people who agree with them all the time, at all measure. And if someone does disagree with them, who isn't Scott Pelley from 60 Minutes, they can just scream at them and tell them, you're not an American. You don't love children. I'm right. A parent. You don't know, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, they win. And they think they win.
That's a win. Yeah. Dave from New Berlin, checking in on the text line. It ticks me off that they incessantly complain about indoctrination when they are themselves indoctrinating their own children.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think this kind of behavior and speechifying and all this stuff is going to have good effects on their children down the road, 5, 10, 15 years?
It will be interesting to see. Yeah. It will be interesting to see. All right. We're going to move on with a few minutes we have left with Brian Kelly and talk about Kenneth Chesbro and Jim Troupas and their little email exchanges that have all kind of come out now since they came to an agreement with essentially taking no responsibility for any wrongdoing, but was a slap on the, we shouldn't have done that with the whole fake electors. Oops.
Uh-huh.
Now.
Yeah. There's no better name for a dude that does that name than Chesbro.
Seriously. Chesbro. It doesn't get better than that. According to an article that I found, the documents show how Chesbro and Jim Troupas, Trump's attorney in Wisconsin, used arcane laws in rationalizing and drafting the false certificates. They also reveal how the two strategized ways to delay deadlines for certifying electoral votes and to sway public opinion, including floating ideas on conservative talk radio. In November 2020, as they were waiting for a decision from the then conservative-leaning Wisconsin Supreme Court on Trump's effort to invalidate thousands of votes, and we're talking like 220,000 votes, Chesbro suggested to Troupas that they contact conservative radio hosts in Milwaukee and Madison, quote, mostly to maximize the chance that the Supreme Court of Wisconsin justices hear about this quickly and prejudge the case, unquote. And then he ended it with a little winking emoji.
Oh, you know I'm joking then.
I guess I bring this up because I have been in this business a long time. And I cannot tell you And this just happened to me about a month ago. I met somebody for the first time who found out what I did. And, well, you're all liberals. Every media organization is run by a liberal. Every media company is run by a liberal organization. And we know you get your talking points from liberal groups.
Well, George Soros just actually texted me. He said,
"Where's my check?"
Man, Joe Biden, he's cool.
I am waiting. I am waiting for
liberal check.
For my liberal directives and my liberal check from George Soros. I've been waiting a really long time. But then we see that this is actually a strategy that they were looking at. Talking to conservative Wisconsin radio hosts, giving them their talking points, giving them the space to raise questions and doubts unnecessarily in order to push this whole thing of a stolen election.
I want to point out two things here in this quote. The first part is the then conservative leading to Wisconsin Supreme Court. Why is it then conservative? Oh, that's because the people decided they did not want a conservative Supreme Court anymore.
Hmm.
And they completely decided beyond any sort of message or any, like, there's no possible way that Kelly could have won that and or even have any rationale for winning that. So the people have decided they do not want a conservative leaning Supreme Court. So that's one thing. Two, So didn't Voss and friends float out the idea of maybe, I don't know, impeaching the newly elected Supreme Court justice because of her expressing her opinion on the maps case?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, not to mention, it also is stated that Dan Kelly had made statements about those same maps in the past, too. But, man, those same people were not calling for his to step down. It was just her.
Projection is strong. Projection is strong with these people.
I guess, ultimately, I'm disappointed that this is all that's going to happen. Although I have been seeing some reports that the exchange of these emails and other things, because they both had to, Troupas and Chesbrough both had to release like 1,600 emails and texts and all of this stuff. So whether or not there's going to be any further legal ramifications, but otherwise it's just, again, naughty, naughty. Don't do this again, you bad, bad boys.
How it is for all of them. No repercussions.
In order for them to have any repercussions, you'd have to have the people actually be upset about it and actually have any idea. But when the people go and say, it's all liberal media anyway. What are you going to do? Right?
I promise you it's not all liberal media.
That's the whole point. Honestly, if I had a choice, I would try to choose not Joe Biden. I might not get a check this month for saying that, but my goodness.
George.
But you know what? I'm definitely not going to choose Trump because you know what? He said out loud he would be a fascist dictator.
So, on day one.
On day one.
Not my cup of tea, no matter how much I may disagree or not.
Yeah.
Fancy Brian Kelly, it is always a delight to have you on the show. Thank you so very, very much. I know you have a million other things going on, so we always appreciate you taking time to join the show.
Anytime. I really appreciate talking.
Good to see you.
Sometimes when I can.
Stay with us. We have news on the way next. This is Matt Nair on air. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin.
In fact, it's on tap every day.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Tune into the Earl Ingram Show Wednesday at 9 a.m. I'll be joined by the Executive Director of Citizen Action, Dr. Robert Craig.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. It's one of the key dates on the political calendar, Super Tuesday. CBS's Nancy Cordes says it's important for Nikki Haley and her